你看到今天我的题目跟信息的经文不是以弗所书。
You notice that the scripture today is not from the book of Ephesians.
这个是一个额外的信息。
This is an extra message.
信息是启示马太福音第二十四章三十六节到四十四节。
The message comes from Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 to 44.
题目是你是否准备好？
And the topic is, are you ready?
如果你有圣经的话，打开马太福音二十四章三十六节到四十四节。
Please open up your Bible to Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 to 44.
马太福音二十四章三十六节，但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人造堂斥喝架起，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全部冲去，人子降临也要这样。那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为你不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有劫来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 36. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.As it was the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left.Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
在2001年19月11号这个纽约世界贸易中心被恐怖分子以这个飞机撞毁。
On September 11, 2001, the World Trade Center was destroyed by the terrorists.
然后2001年9月15号，美国的总统布什就要求美国的人民要做好准备来面对这个长久的恐怖战争。
And so on September the 15th, 2001,President of the United States declared to the American citizen that we all need to be ready on the war on terrorists.
那么对于美国的军队，总统对他们说。
And to the army of the United States, the president said.
他说每一个穿制服的都要准备好。
He said everyone in uniform must be ready.
那么同样的，刚才我们看这个马太福音二十四章的时候。
And similarly, as we look at Matthew chapter 24,
那么这章经文就谈到这个耶稣基督再来的事情。
This chapter talk about the return of Jesus Christ.
那么特别在四十四节的时候，他警告说。
Especially in verse 44, he warned.
他说：“所以你们要准备好，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。”
He said, "So you also must be ready because."The Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
如果你看整本圣经的话，你会发觉到大概有两千多处的地方谈到耶稣基督再来的事情。
If you look at the whole Bible, there's approximately 2,000 verses that talks about the return of Jesus.
那么每一个关于讲到耶稣基督第一次再来的预言
And it talk about the parables or predictions of Jesus Christ's return.
那么就有八个谈到耶稣基督再来的预言
And there are eight of them that talk about his second return.
那么可见圣经对耶稣基督再来的事情非常看重
So you can see that the Bible really stressed on his second return.
所以主耶稣基督再来是很肯定的事情。
It is a sure thing that Jesus will return.
但是圣经也告诉我们，他说没有人知道他什么时候来。
But the Bible also tells us no one will know when.
所以你在三十六节你看的时候，他说，但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道。子也不知道，唯独父才知道。
In verse 36 it says, No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
但是过去有不少的人为耶稣基督再来的事情这个日期来定这个日期。
But in the past there has been people who tried to predict the day of his return.
在1800年的时候有一个人叫做 William Miller.
In 1800, there's a man called William Miller.
那么他预告说主耶稣基督将会在1844年4月2号来到这个世界上。
He predicted that Jesus will return on April the 3rd, 1844.
所以在美国的东北部大约有50万的信徒在那边等待这个世界末日的来临。
So in the northeast of the United States, there were about 500,000 Christians that were getting ready for his return.
他们在山上等希望能够快一点被提到天上去。
They went up to the mountain to wait because they want to be lifted up quicker.
那么有些人在这个坟场那边等。
And there were some that waited in the seminary, cemetery.
Not seminary. Because I went to seminary. 那么他们在那边等，希望能够跟死去的亲友一起被提到天上去。
They waited in the cemetery because they wanted to be raptured with their loved ones.
那么在1992年的时候，有个人叫做Harold Camping, 他预告世界的末日。
And in 1992, there is a man called Harold Camping also predicts the end of the world.
但是那个日期却没有实现。
But it didn't come to pass.
他预告说主耶稣基督会在1993年来到这个世界上。
He predicted in 1993 Jesus would come back.
但是耶稣没有来。
But Jesus didn't come back.
那么后来他又把他推到1994年
And then he pushed it back to 1994.
但是耶稣基督同样的没有来。
But similarly, Jesus didn't come back.
然后这些人他们有一个共同点。
All these people have a similar
common point.
Common point.
他们就是他们没有好好的去读圣经。
They did not read the Bible carefully.
因为圣经讲得很清楚。
Because the Bible clearly states,
比如说36节说，但那日那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父才知道。
Because in verse 36 it says, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father.
那么虽然圣经没有讲到耶稣基督在什么时候会回来，
even though the Bible didn't say when Jesus Christ will come back.
但是圣经却有很多地方讲到那些耶稣基督再来的预兆。
But the Bible clearly tells us about all the signs of his coming back.
我举个例子，主耶稣基督再来的时候将会有这个打仗和打仗的风声。
For example, as when it near his coming back, there is going to be the wars and the rumors of wars.
比如说在马太福音第24章7节讲到民要攻打民国要攻打国多处有饥荒有地震。
In chapter 24 verse 7 it says nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes.
那么人类过去的历史有不少的战争。
In the past history of man, there have been many wars.
圣经也讲到，当耶稣基督要再来的时候，将会有一个大战争。
But then the Bible said, before his coming back, there will be a big war.
如果你看以西结书第三十八节的时候，那边讲到，那边预言一个大战争将会在中东的地区产生。
If you look at Ezekiel chapter 38, it talks about there's going to be a huge war happen in the Middle East.
那么也讲到俄罗斯跟伊朗和其他的国家将会联合起来攻打以色列。
And they talk about Iran and Russia will join together to fight Israel.
那么圣经讲到除了这些战争以外，将来也会有很多的地震发生。
And besides wars, there will be numerous earthquakes.
我看这个关于这个世界历书的时候，谈到这个地震，过去地震所发生的历史。
And as I was reading the World Almanac, I was looking at the history of earthquakes in the past.
那么他们记载说，在主后一千年到主后一千八百年之间，世界只发生了21比较大的地震。
And I read that from AD 1000 to 1800, the world only has about 21 big earthquakes.
就是在八百年的时间里面，只发生了21比较大的地震。
So within 800 years, there's only about 21 big earthquakes.
那么从主后1800年到1900年，大概100年的时间，一共发生了18个大的地震。
And then from 1800 to 1900, there's about 100 of earthquakes.
但是下来的50年却一共有33个大地震。
But then in the next 50 years, there were 33 big earthquakes.
然后他们讲到从1950年到1991年，只不过是41年的时间，世界上一共发生了93个大地震。
From 1950 to 1991, within 41 years, there were 93 big earthquakes.
然后比起过去50年的时间，加增了三倍。
So compared with 50 years ago, it has increased by threefold.
那么造成130万的人口上升。
And so it caused 1.3 million casualties.
那么科学家认为这些地震的增加。
The scientists think that this increase in earthquakes.
那么代表世界进入一个地震骚动的一个时期。
It represents that the earth is entering into a seismic disturbance.
那么除了地震是一个预兆。
So besides earthquakes being a sign.
那么圣经讲到福音的广传也是一个预兆。
Another sign that the Bible mentioned is the widespread of the gospel.
如果你看这个马太福音第24章14节。
If you look at verse 14 of chapter 24.
那么这边讲到这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
It says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
那么近代的福音广传是有史以来从来没有见过的。
So, the present day way of spreading the gospel is something we have never seen before.
如果你看的话，福音基本上传到世界每一个角落。
If you look at what is happening now, it's pretty much that the gospel has been spread to every corner of the world.
然后特别是今天那种资讯、那种媒体、那种发达。
Especially when you know we talk about the information system and and the development.
Yeah, 直到很多人能够听到福音。
And because of the internet, a lot of people were able to hear the gospel.
这个是40年前不曾发生过的。没有这样的事情在40年前。
This is something that we cannot imagine 40 years ago.
那么在旧约圣经里面，先知但以理也预言说。
And in the Old Testament, Daniel also said.
他在但以理书12章4节那边讲，他说在末时必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增加。
In verse 4 of chapter 12 of Daniel, it says, but you, let's see. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
但以理预告说，当主耶稣要再来的时候，那些人会来来往往。
Daniel predicted that in the days of our Lord's second coming, many will go there and go there, and go here and go there.
或者我们说他们飞来飞去。
Oh, you can say they fly here and fly there.
好像这个范家哦，今天我们又看到他了。
Just like the Fan family, today we see them again.
他们基本上几个月就飞过来。
It's basically they're here every few months.
其实飞机在这个世界上飞来飞去不是很长的时间。
Actually, to fly from one side of the world to another is not. It doesn't take a very long time.
It just not too long ago.只是七八十年的时间，有飞机在飞来飞去。
Oh, to be able to fly on a plane is only about 7 or 8 years ago.
那么圣经讲到，除了人能够飞来飞去的话
，And the Bible says besides man being able to fly here and there.
那么这些经文也讲到知识在增加。
It also talk about the increase in knowledge.
现在的人的知识比以前的人增加很多了。
The knowledge that people can obtain nowadays has increased tremendously compared to before.
能够上大学的人是很平常的事情。
It is very common place to be able to go to college.
那么我在小学的时候，我所住的那个市镇。
When I was little, as I was going to elementary school, the city I was in,
整个市镇只有一个人上大学。
But the whole city, there was only one that was.
而且他是唯一第一个上大学的人。
And he's the first one to go to college.
但是今天很多人已经有机会上大学。
But today, there are many people who have the opportunity to go to college.
那么我刚才讲的这些异兆，只不过其中的一些异兆。
All these signs I've mentioned, these are only part of the signs.
那么依照主耶稣将来要再来的事情。
And it talk about how it is going to be when Jesus returns.
但是没有人知道他什么时候再来。
But nobody knows when he's coming back.
圣经也讲到耶稣基督来的时候好像挪亚的日子一样。
But the Bible did mention that when he returns, it's going to be like the days of Noah.
他说当洪水要来的时候，人还要照常吃喝起驾。
He said, for in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking.
那么直到这些挪亚进方舟的时候，不知不觉水就来了。
And then they know nothing about what would happen until the flood came.
把他们冲去。
And took them away.
然后人子要来的日子也是这样。
And that is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
那么这些经文讲到主耶稣基督再来，好像挪亚时代一样。
These verses said that the day of Jesus' second coming is just going to be just like the day of Noah.
那么神借着挪亚已经告诉当时的人，有一天洪水将会到来。
Through Noah, God had warned the people then that there will be a flood coming.
这个世界毁灭掉。
To destroy this world.
但当时的人当作没有这回事。
But the people at that time didn't think twice about it.
因为人还是照常吃喝起驾。
Because they continue to do whatever they're doing, eating, drinking, marrying.
那么这本圣经有不少的地方讲到耶稣基督再来的事情。
In the Bible, there are many places that mention the second coming of Jesus Christ.
但是有多少人相信耶稣基督有一天会再来？
But how many believe that he truly will come back?
现今不少的人好像挪亚时代的人一样。
The people today are just like the people in the days of Noah.
就是围着生活来忙碌。
They are busy to make a living.
没有在属灵的生命上做好预备。
They did not prepare themselves spiritually for that.
那么主耶稣再来的时候，圣经也告诉我们将会有一件事情发生。
And one of the things that was mentioned, when Jesus comes back.
你看44节跟41节。
Look at verse 44 and 41.
他说那时有两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Verse 40 and 41. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding, one will be taken, the other left.
这两节经文不是讲到基督徒被提的事情。
These two verses is not talking about the rapture.
但真正的意思是讲到一个人得救。
It's talking about a person's salvation.
那么这个得救的人免了这个审判。
The person who is saved will avoid this judgment.
另外一个人是不得救。
The other one is not saved.
他将要面对这个审判。
And he will have to face judgment.
然后这个情况跟挪亚时代好像很相似。
And so this situation is very similar to the day of Noah.
那么那些上了方舟的人，他们生命得到保留。
Those who entered into the ark, they are saved.
他免去了这个洪水的审判。
They avoided the judgment from the flood.
那么留下来的人，他们就失去了这个生命。
Those who were left behind lost their life.
他们必须要承受这个审判。
They have to accept the judgment.
当然，被提的事情是肯定的事情。
Of course, rapture is a for sure thing.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦前书，保罗有讲到信徒教会将会在耶稣基督再来的时候被提到天上去。
Because Paul mentioned in 1 Thessalonians that when Jesus returns, Christians will be raptured.
那么主耶稣再来的时候有两种情况。
And when Jesus returns, there will be two situations.
一些人得救，免去了这个审判。
Those who are saved will avoid the judgment.
那么一些人不得救，却要面对审判。
Those who are not saved will have to face judgment.
那么圣经在这个启示录二十章谈到这个末日的审判。
And in Revelation chapter 20, it talks about the judgment at the end of the world.
那么所有不相信耶稣的人都必须要面对这个大宝座前的审判。
And those who do not, who did not believe in Jesus Christ will have to face the judgment.
那么这个审判讲到所有不相信耶稣得救的人，他们将会扔在火湖里面。
And it talks about those who did not accept Jesus Christ, they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
那么当我看这张经文的时候，我去看这个火湖它的意思。
And I try to look up the meaning of the lake of fire.
那么这个火湖跟这个十五节那边讲到这个火湖跟第十节那个火湖是同样的。
The lake of fire mentioned here is the same that was mentioned in verse 10.
那么第十节在启示录二十章第十节那边讲到那个火湖是给那些魔鬼跟假先知。
In Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, the lake of fire were prepared for the demons and also the false prophets.
他们必须在那边昼夜受苦，直到永永远远。
They will suffer there for eternity.
所以换句话说，如果不相信耶稣的人，他们也会扔在这个火湖里面，直到永永远远。
In other words, those who did not receive Jesus Christ will also be thrown into the lake of fire, be tormented day and night.
所以人死了不是一了百了的。
So when a person dies, it doesn't mean it ends right there.
而一个不相信耶稣的人必须要面对这个永恒的审判。
Those who do not receive Jesus Christ will have to face this eternal judgment.
所以如果你还没有相信耶稣的话，我恳切地邀请你来考虑这个重要的事情。
So if you still have not received Jesus Christ, I ask you to consider this.
我的父亲离开这个世界已经近六年的时间了。
My father has passed away for nearly 6 years.
他是一个得救的人。
He is a saved person.
所以在2002年的时候，当我听到我父亲过世以后。
So in 2002, when I heard that my father has passed away,
我就离开，然后飞回去看我的父亲。
So I flew back to see my father.
我知道我父亲已经过世了。
I know that he has passed away.
但是我心中却有那种平安。
But I have peace in my heart.
因为我知道我父亲是一个得救的人。
Because I know he is saved.
他是一个信靠耶稣的人。
He is one who trusted Jesus Christ.
所以我心中有平安。
So I have peace in my heart.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候。
So when Jesus comes back,
盼望你是那个被取去的人。
Hopefully you are the one who has been taken away.
而不是那个被撇下的那个人。
Not the one who was left behind.
因为主耶稣再来的时候没有人知道。
Because nobody knows when Jesus Christ will come back.
特别在42节到44节的时候，耶稣讲到，所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道 你们的主哪一天来到。
Especially in verse 42 to 44, it says, Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
那么虽然我们不知道耶稣基督什么时候会再来。
Even though we don't know when Jesus will return.
但是圣经却告诉我们必须要警醒做好准备。
The Bible tells us, though, to keep watch and be ready.
所以在2005年在印尼所发生的海啸。
And so for the tsunami that happened in Indonesia in 2005.
那么使到很多人丧失了他们的生命。
A lot of people lost their life.
损失非常非常的大。
And there were a great loss of property.
原因是因为没有人知道海啸什么时候再来，什么时候来。
Because nobody knows when the tsunami will hit.
也没有人做任何的准备。
And nobody was prepared for it.
主耶稣基督再来的时候，圣经告诉我们，是我们想不到的时候他就来。
The day of Jesus' return, the Bible tells us, no one will know.
那么圣经也讲到他好像贼一样要来。
The way he comes is going to be like a thief trying to get into your house.
然后保罗讲到耶稣再来的日子好像夜间的贼一样。
Paul had mentioned that the day of Jesus' return will be like the day of the thief.
贼来的时候他不会告诉你的。
When a thief comes, he's not going to pre-warn you.
那么人说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸突然间就临到了。
And when people are at peace to you, that's when calamity will come.
那么就好像一个难产的妇人一样那个孩子突然间就来。
It's just like a person trying to give birth, all of a sudden the child is there.
韩非本来是在22号要生产的。
The birth date for 韩非's baby was on the 22nd.
他们没有想到一个星期前就来到了。
They didn't know that the baby will arrive a week early.
那么在耶稣基督再来的时候，圣经讲到好像挪亚时代一样。
And so the day of Lord Jesus coming is just like the day of Noah.
那当时的人看到他说天都没有下雨。
People look at the sky, there's no rain.
洪水在哪里？
Where's the flood?
因此没有一个人愿意听挪亚所说的话。
So nobody is willing to listen to what Noah is saying.
他们照常做自己喜欢做的事情。
They continue to do whatever they like.
那么关于主耶稣基督再来的事情。
As far as Jesus' return is concerned,
那么圣经告诉我们，我们要警醒。
The Bible tells us we need to be alert.
因为我们不知道他哪一天会来。
Because we don't know when he will come back.
但是圣经里面却讲到很多关于耶稣基督再来的预兆。
But the Bible mentioned a lot of signs to tell us of his second coming.
也让我们看到耶稣基督再来的日子已经将近了。
And to let us see that it is very near to his return.
所以我们必须要张开我们的眼睛看我们周围所发生的事情。
So we must open our eyes and see what is happening around us.
特别是在中东所发生的事情。
Especially what is happening in the Middle East.
明白这些圣经里面对这个耶稣基督带来的事情所讲的预言。
And to understand all the predictions given in the Bible about his second coming.
然后马太福音24章谈到主耶稣基督带来的事情。
Chapter 24 of Matthew talk about Jesus' second coming.
然后这章经文也讲到很多关于耶稣基督带来的异兆。
It talk also about a lot of signs of his second coming.
那么这些异兆讲到耶稣基督什么时候他来的日子将要近了。
And it tells us that the day of his second coming is very close.
也讲到将会有一个大灾难。
And it talk about there will be a big tribulation.
那么这个大灾难是有史以来不曾经发生过的事情。
This tribulation is something that has never happened before on earth.
那么虽然圣经很多地方讲到耶稣基督再来的事情。
Even though a lot of places in the Bible mention about his second coming.
有不少的经文讲到耶稣基督的再来。
There are many scriptures that mention of his second coming.
但是仍然很多人不相信，也没有做好任何的准备。
But then a lot of people continue to ignore the warning and will not get ready.
所以当你看马太福音第二十五章的时候
，So as you read Matthew 24,
那么耶稣就用一个比喻来形容这个现代现今的人。
Jesus used a parable to describe the people today.
他说啊，那些人好像十个铜铃一样。
He said people are like the ten maidens.
那么这十个铜铃有五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
There are five maidens that are wise, five foolish.
他们都等待耶稣基督，等待这个新郎的到来。
They are waiting for the groom, Jesus Christ, to come.
那么聪明的那个铜铃，他们就做好准备。
The wise maidens are prepared.
然后这个愚拙的铜铃，他们没有做好任何的准备。
But the foolish five did not prepare themselves.
所以当这个新郎到来的时候
，So as the groom arrived,
他们就开始做好准备。
Then they then begin to get ready.
但是已经太迟了。
But then it was too late.
所以耶稣基督告诉他们说
，So Jesus told them.
他说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。”所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour."
所以在某一件事情做好准备不是一件简单的事情。
So to prepare for something, it is not a simple task.
所以如果要做好准备的话，我们必须要下功夫。
If you want to get ready, you must work hard.
所以身为学生的，如果他们要预备考试的话
，As a student, if you are preparing for tests,
如果他们要考得好的话
，If they want to have good results,
他们必须要做好准备
，They must prepare themselves.
所以每次我在这里讲道的时候
，And so every time when I preach here,
我必须要花不少的时间来预备这个讲章
，I have to spend quite a bit of time to prepare.The passage.
然后把这个讲稿写下来。
I need to write down the message.
那么经过祷告，经过思想，我才敢站在这里把这个信息传讲出去。
And I have to spend time in prayer and in meditation before I can stand here and preach this message.
那么曾经有个故事讲到这个Jeff 跟 Janelle 关于他们第一次约会的事情。
There was a story about Jeff and Janelle on the first date.
那么在那一天 ，Janelle 就在家里等着这个 Jeff.
On that day, Janelle waits in her house for Jeff.
那么她就穿上自己最漂亮的衣服。
She put on her best clothing.
而且打扮得很好看。
And she put on makeup.
所以她就在那边等待 Jeff 的到来。
So she was there waiting for Jeff.
那么他等了一个小时
She waited for an hour.
他 Jeff 还没有到来
No Jeff.
那么他心里就想想他不会来的了
So she thought, oh, he's not going to come.
所以他就把他那个打扮把他除去
So she took off her dress.
然后穿上他的睡衣
She put on her pajamas.
然后到厨房里面拿了一些零食
And then she went to the kitchen and got some snacks.
然后就跟她的狗坐在那个电视前看她最喜欢看的那套电影。
And so she sat down with her dog and turned on the TV.
那么当她很欣赏这个电影的时候
And she was enjoying the movie.
那么突然间门铃响了。
All of a sudden the doorbell rang.
哦，她一开门的时候原来是 Jeff.
She opened the door and there was Jeff.
那么 Jeff 就眼睛睁得大大的。
And so Jeff's eye was wide open.
他说已经两个小时了，你还没有准备好啊。
He said already 2 hours and you're still not ready.
主耶稣再来是很肯定的事情。
Jesus' return is a sure thing.
因为是圣经所讲的。
Because it is what the Bible said.
那么圣经在旧约，圣经在旧约提到很多关于耶稣基督第一次再来的事情。
In the Old Testament, there are a lot of mention of Jesus' first coming.
旧约圣经里面也有讲到耶稣基督将会诞生在耶路撒冷伯利恒的马槽里面。
It talk about how Jesus is going to be born in Bethlehem in the manger.
那么这个预言在2000年前已经应验了。
So this was fulfilled 2000 years ago.
那么历史也证明这件事情是真实的。
History has also supported that this has happened.
那么，如果圣经对耶稣基督第一次再来的事情讲得这么清楚，而且是真的
，And since the Old Testament's prediction has come to pass and it is this real,
那么同样的，圣经对耶稣基督讲到第二次再来的预言也是真的。
And similarly, the prediction about Jesus' second coming will be true, will come to pass.
所以你是否相信圣经所讲的预言？
So do you believe in what is said in the Bible?
我们是否预备好？
Are we ready?
因为在我们不知道的时候，耶稣基督就会临到。
Because when you know, Jesus will come.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the words.
求主帮助我们警醒的祷告。
Help us to be alert and pray.
让我们能够在我们生活里面随时的预备好。
Help us to be prepared and ready anytime.
等待耶稣基督的再来。
To wait upon your coming.
也求主你帮助我们，不让我们在属灵生命上沉睡。
Help us not to fall asleep on our spiritual life.
没有做好准备。
That we neglected to get ready.
求主坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.